Hey, y'all. I have some sad news to report. Our beloved nemesis, the preacher, has passed away. I got a call from the Monroe County Sheriff's Department in Ohio, and they were looking for the preacher's next of kin, and they're having some problems finding anybody. And apparently he had my hotline number saved in his phone, which is why they called me. The deputy told me that he was getting gas in a small town just over the border from West Virginia. And as he was inside paying, he got caught up in the middle of a robbery and was shot and killed. I don't think the preacher liked me very much, if at all. But I have to say I do owe him for this investigation. It was him that first told me that the stories I heard on tour were real. And he backed it up by showing me Sutton's Instagram account. So, I don't know. I guess I also owe him for connecting Sutton and I together, too. And here's Sutton.
You know, we didn't see eye to eye on anything, really. But there's no denying his passion against the darkness. And also his passion against our investigation. So here's to you, preacher. May you find the light you so long to find.
Goodbye, preacher man. May you rest in peace.
Friends, I am so sorry to be away from you for so long. I am still in the heart of West Virginia, and I have met so many that want to spread the light of our Lord and fight the darkness. I spent Labor Day weekend with such a lovely family who blessed me with hospitality and light. But I'm afraid that even with the abundance of light, darkness has made its way to us. Those who have forsaken our Lord have taken to the streets with violence, theft, and debauchery. We must fight the urge to abandon the light of our Lord in favor of the darkness. I have been fighting the last few days, but I need your help now more than ever. May the Lord give us the strength to carry forward.